The holidays start here at Kroger with a variety of options to celebrate traditions old and new. You could do a classic herb-roasted turkey or spice it up and make turkey tacos. Serve up a go-to shrimp cocktail or use Simple Truth wild-caught shrimp for your first Cajun risotto. Make creamy mac and cheese or a spinach artichoke fondue from our selection of Murray's cheese. No matter how you shop, Kroger has all the freshest ingredients to embrace all your holiday traditions. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to the Instagram Stories Flash Briefing. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. Today's post comes from Gary Vaynerchuk. If you're not familiar with Gary Vaynerchuk, I'm a huge fan of his. In fact, I absolutely sweated everything he did between 2012 and 2014. We don't talk about that time in my life a lot, but let me tell you, I followed on every word that he said. Today, he released a post on LinkedIn, Three Insights to Create Instagram Content in 2020. And what I like about this post is the way he starts off. You don't need a giant team or resources to start producing Instagram content. In this post, he breaks down insights on how you can get to a place where you're producing more volume of contextual content, content that takes into account the nuances of the Instagram platform, without posting just for the sake of posting. That is a thing I absolutely see a lot. His first tip, and I think this is a huge one, although I haven't really taken the time to actually do it myself. Number one, turn tweets into Instagram posts. One way to increase the quantity of Instagram posts is by repurposing your tweets. So take a tweet that got more engagement than average on your Twitter account or a tweet that you feel strongly about and turn it into an Instagram post. Pick the tweet, screenshot it, and then crop it and post it. Now, that does really well on Instagram because it's a lot of white space. That makes it more contextual and stands out more because it fits the Instagram platform and the text is much larger than it would be on Twitter. The second thing is to use the Notes app. This is a second tip. Use the Notes app or any other notepad app on your phone to write some sort of text or verbiage and screenshot it for a post. You can write out a longer form in this case. You could recap your day, a thought you had, something you feel strongly about, then screenshot it and post it. The third thing is to design quote graphics. Now this one is a bit harder. If you have design skills or you know someone who does, or if you don't, check out Fiverr.com. You can definitely find some really good deals inexpensively for people who will create images for you there. You can get designed version of quotes that you're passionate about. He says that you could layer the quote over a picture of yourself for branding, or you could keep it ridiculously simple, just text on a white background with your logo. He recommends a ton of free stock sites that you can use if you don't have your own pictures, like Unsplash, FreePick, F-R-E-E, P-I-K, and others. I think these are really good tips. If you've used one of these, particularly the one of copying a screenshot of a tweet and posting that, I would love to know how that's gone for you. If you can, send me a message at Daniel Hill Media, or you can discuss it in my Facebook group, the Instagram Stories, at facebook.com/groups/IG Stories. That's it for today's Flash Briefing. Thanks for listening.